renta, ¿va? ¿Por qué no me dan un cuarto es equivalente en 20 y 5 horas? Sí, pues sí, sí quedamos. ¿Qué onda? ¿Se sale?
Esa onda es garantizada, más yo no sé si te has fijado que tipo mi perfil ya no sale que tiene la plus, por eso es, más porque le agarré un perfil al maje con una cuenta, va, con la plus del norte, más para poder jugar los juegos streameados, más sin tener que descargarlo. Entonces como tengo esa cuenta con la plus, desde mi otra cuenta, desde cualquier cuenta que tenga, me deja jugar en línea, así como que tuviera la plus, más. Igual los juegos de la plus, ahí los juegos de mi perfil, sin pedo, más. Así que, huevo, está vergón el business, man. ¿Me avisas qué onda?
Hello.
Hi, my name is Eddie. I'm calling you from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey about the upcoming March Jacksonville's mayor's election. Are you registered to vote in Duval County?
I am registered.
Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
How likely are you to vote in the March election to pick a new mayor of Jacksonville to replace Mayor Lenny Curry? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not too likely at all?
Very likely.
What is your gender?
I am a female.
Is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
How did you vote in the recent November 2022 election?
I voted Democrat.
No, but the question is if you voted by mail, early in person, or...
Oh, I voted by mail.
Okay. And as you may or may not know, under new Florida law, people who voted by mail in previous election no longer receive a mail ballot for the next upcoming election automatically. You must ask to receive one. So knowing this, how likely are you to request a mail ballot from the Duval Supervisor of Elections for the upcoming March 2023 election of mayor? Very likely? Somewhat?
Very likely. Do we go online to request? How do we go about requesting it?
That I'm not sure. I'm sorry.
Okay.
First,
yes,
should Jacksonville's next mayor continue moving Jacksonville in the same direction with the same policies as Mayor Lenny Curry, or to change direction?
To change directions.
Which of the following do you feel is the most important issue facing Jacksonville today? Street flooding and storm water drainage? Improved infrastructure in all neighborhoods throughout the city? Access to affordable quality health care, quality of schools, routes and traffic congestion, growing a stronger economy and jobs that benefit all, violent crime, or affordable housing?
Being able to have affordable jobs and that everyone can be able to work and have a decent income and be able to take care of their families and provide for themselves.
All right. And which will be the next most important issue? The street flooding and storm water drainage, improved infrastructure in all neighborhoods throughout the city, access to affordable quality health care, quality of schools, roads and traffic congestion, violent crime, or affordable housing?
Improved infrastructure.
Awesome. Now, do you support or oppose the action taken by Mayor Curry and the City Council to increase the gas tax from 6 cents to 12 cents per gallon to pay for street improvements, drainage projects, and expansion of the Skyway downtown? Support?
No, I don't. I don't support that.
Okay. When it comes to the city's electric utility, JEA, which do you prefer? Privatize JEA by selling it to Florida Power and Light? Or to keep JEA as a city-owned utility?
No, sell JEA. They are very, very rude. I don't like their customer service. I don't like the way they do business. They don't cater to the people's needs, and they're not concerned about people that aren't able to afford. Their high, extremely disgraceful prices that they're charging people. They don't allow people time to pay their bills before they're sending you disconnect. I have a lot of friends, older people, that they're sending disconnect notices to when they haven't even, the bill isn't even due. You know, JEA is ridiculous.
Okay. Now, in the debate about the city's Confederate soldier monuments, do you prefer to keep them or to remove them?
Remove them. They have no use. They have no, there's no use for that.
Okay. Next, answer if your opinion of each of the following as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Donald Trump, favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very.
Donna Deegan.
I'm sorry, who?
Donna Deegan.
I'm not familiar who that is.
What was that, I'm sorry?
I don't know who that is. Who is that?
She's running for the new election for mayor.
For mayor. I'm not familiar with her. I would have to research and find out, you know, what her qualifications are. I'm not really sure. I can't comment on that.
I understand. She's a part of the Democratic Party. As of right now, the options that we have in the middle would be somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable. Which one would you like me to choose for you?
Somewhat favorable.
What about Audrey Gibson?
Favorable, somewhat favorable.
What about Al Ferrero?
Somewhat favorable.
What about Daniel Davis?
I'm not really familiar with their policies, some of their policies. I can't really, I'll just say somewhat favorable because I'm not familiar exactly what their policies are and what they're proposing.
Okay. What about Ron DeSantis?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable. I don't like his views on the LGBTQ community. I don't how he's discriminated against teachers and how he's handled the COVID pandemic. And there's a lot of things that I don't particularly care for Ron DeSantis.
And what about Leanna Gutierrez-Comber?
Somewhat favorable.
And what about Lenny Curry?
Somewhat favorable.
All right. Which of the following 8 candidates will you vote for to be Jacksonville's next mayor if you had to make a choice today? Darcy Richardson, Al Ferrero, Frank Keisler Jr., Audrey Gibson, Donna Deegan, Leanna Gutierrez-Comber, Daniel Davis, or Omega Allen?
It's hard to say. I don't really know. I would have to actually read their policies and research a little bit more about them. I really don't know at this point who I would vote for at this time, but I'm pretty sure it would be a Democratic leader.
All right. And I completely understand you have plenty of time still to do a research, right? But if you have to make a selection today between these names, out of the Democratic Party, we have, for example, Audrey Gibson or Donna Deegan. If you had to choose a name right now.
Audrey Gibson, I could choose that one.
And out of the remaining choices, which will be the second choice? Donna Deegan, Leanna Gutierrez-Comber, Daniel Davis, Omega Allen, Al Ferrero, Frank Keisler, or Richard?
Omega Allen.
Okay, perfect. Now, here are short descriptions of 5 of these candidates. Leanna Cumber is a Republican city council member whose dad came communist to Cuba and taught her values to live the American dream. She built a transportation business creating jobs, is a former teacher, and advocate for survivors of domestic violence. Serving on city council, Leanna has fought to cut taxes and keep our community safe. Then we have Donna Deegan, is a Democrat, fifth-generation Jacksonville native, a trusted voice as a 25-year news anchor who held the powerful to account. Donna is a 3-time cancer survivor, founder of the National Marathon to Finish Breast Cancer, and head of the Donna Foundation, which helps thousands of undeserved women battle cancer. As mayor, she will be a voice for the voiceless,
while fixing infrastructure, improving healthcare access for all, and growing an economy that works for everybody, not just a select powerful few insiders. Daniel Davis is a Republican and head of Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce, former state representative, and a former president of the city council who will promote the pro-growth, pro-business policies of Mayor Curry. Davis was raised in West Duval, is a father of four who married his college sweetheart, and will fight for families in every community. Al Ferrero is a Republican city council member who opposed the JEA sale and small business owner who will concentrate city money on its core functions of public safety and infrastructure. He opposes removal of Confederate monuments. Audrey Gibson is an African-American Democrat with 20 years experience in the state legislature, who will be a mayor that puts the needs of the residents first and bring together the community. She will continue her record of delivering needed progress on the transportation, job creation, healthcare, and veteran services. Now, based on this information, which of the following candidates would you vote for to be Jacksonville's next mayor if you had to make a choice today? Leanna Gutierrez-Comber, Daniel Davis, Donna Deegan, Al Ferrero, or Audrey Gibson?
Audrey Gibson.
All right. Next, rate each of the following statements about a candidate for mayor's issue, position, or action taken in each will cause you to definitely vote for that candidate, to probably vote for, to probably vote against, or to definitely vote against that candidate. Okay, the first one says, is consistently anti-aversion and is on record voting for several restrictions to make the procedure much harder and much more expensive for women. Would you vote for or would you vote against this person?
Against.
So, probably against or definitely against?
Definitely against.
Okay, next one says, was a registered Republican but switched 5 years ago to become a Democrat. Would you vote for or against?
I would vote for her.
Probably or definitely?
Probably, yes, if she switched.
Now, works, this one says, works for an organization that took hundreds of thousands of dollars to host an event promoting the privatization of JEA. Vote for or against?
Against.
Probably or definitely?
Probably vote against.
All right. I spent 14 years as an advocate for local developers promoting growth in large home building projects in Duval County. Vote for or against?
Probably vote against for.
Okay. He's a big believer in benefiting from government spending. His organization took nearly $1 million in federal bailout money during COVID and is now getting hundreds of thousands from Duval County taxpayers to pay his salary.
Definitely not.
Okay. Voted three times on city council to increase fees Jacksonville homeowners pay for trash, stormwater, and utilities.
Definitely not.
It's supported by many of the City Hall insiders, consultants, and backers of the FPNL deal to privatize JEA.
To privatize JEA?
Uh-huh.
Yes, definitely not.
It says, he's a Washington, D.C. lobbyist.
A Washington, D.C. lobbyist? No.
So?
Probably not.
Okay. And the last one here says, accepted donations and an endorsement from people involved in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
Absolutely not.
Awesome. Now, lastly, we're about to finish now. Thank you for your time, by the way. Here are some statements describing one candidate, in this case, Democrat Donna Deegan. So please rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Okay? The first one says, Donna Deegan will be a mayor bringing change for good, finally making good on years of promises to fix infrastructure in neglected neighborhoods, including replacing failing septic tanks, installing streetlights, and repairing sidewalks and drainage systems. very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I don't think she's negative. I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay. Now, Donna Deegan is an award-winning journalist whose 25-year career on TV news put her in touch with people and their stories in every corner of Jacksonville, and led her to hold the powerful accountable to their corruption. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Not positive, negative.
Negative.
That doesn't impress me.
Now, being a cancer survivor inspired Donna to create her nonprofit foundation to give back to the community that helped thousands of women facing breast cancer to pay their bills and get care they need to survive. Very positive.
Positive.
Or very?
Very.
Okay. Now, Donna and her family have a long history of being connected to Jacksonville's black community, which includes her grandfather operating the integrated Roosevelt Grill restaurant in the 50s and 60s, and Donna helping to improve the survival rate of African American women with breast cancer.
Positive.
Somewhat
very positive.
Okay.
Somewhat positive. Very positive.
I'm sorry, somewhat positive or very positive?
Very positive.
Okay. Now, Donna is known for being open and honest with integrity and a good heart, making her the kind of mayor Jacksonville can count on. Very positive.
Very positive.
Okay.
Very positive.
Donna has experience creating and running a large organization that not only does good for the community, but also generates millions of dollars in economic impact for Jacksonville.
Very positive.
As mayor, Donna will focus on coordinating Jacksonville's resources to bring better health outcomes and greater access to health care for all.
Very positive.
Donna Deegan will be a different kind of mayor who will throw out the good old boy insider network of self-dealing developers and downtown business interests.
That's positive.
Somewhat?
Somewhat positive. Somewhat positive.
As mayor, Donna Deegan will open up City Hall, bringing transparency and accountability and giving a voice to the voiceless.
Very positive.
The last one here says, Donna will use the mayor's office to promote economic growth and prosperity that includes all of Jacksonville. This includes recruiting new businesses who promote inclusion and innovation, supporting local small businesses development, and open city contracts to those who have been shut out.
Very positive.
Okay, thank you. Now, after hearing this information, will you vote to elect Donna Deegan as mayor or support one of the other candidates?
I will have to research more. Donna Deegan sounds like she's a good candidate. It sounds like she's someone that I would be interested in voting for to make things go forward and positive change. But as far as the other ones, I don't know that much about them, so I can't really say exactly who I would vote for at this time.
Okay, sounds fair. Now, if you had to choose an option right now between support Donna Deegan or support other candidates, which one would you choose today, right now?
For this moment, I would say Donna, because of some of the things that you expressed about her desires and some of the things that her goals are in line with things that I believe in. But like I said, I would have to research and study the other candidates and what they have to offer as well and what they are proposing.
Of course. Now, do you consider yourself to be African-American or black, Latino or Hispanic, Asian or Pacific Islander, or white or Caucasian?
I'm African-American.
Is there a local radio station that you regularly listen to?
No, I don't really watch radio. I don't listen to radio that much.
And how often do you watch each of the following? Every day, most days, once in a while, or never? For example, CNN.
Occasionally.
HGTV or Magnolia Network?
Never.
Local TV news?
Never.
MSNBC?
Occasionally.
The Weather Channel?
Occasionally.
Food Network?
Occasionally.
Okay. Please tell me yes or no if you regularly use each of the following. TikTok.
No.
YouTube.
Okay, yes.
Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A local news internet website.
No.
Facebook.
Yes.
Snapchat?
Yes.
Okay. All right. This concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you very much for your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. Bye.